time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? We're a weekly show, if you're just tuning in for the first time, on msonewsports.com. We cover the Merrimack Valley, southern New Hampshire, and it is midsummer. What does that mean in the valley? Well, the hot ticket really is Hoop Town, the basketball camp run by the great Dave Fazio and many other great Andover people. Dozens upon dozens of kids getting an opportunity to play basketball in that. And we're going to talk to Fazio about it, about his summer league teams. Well, not his. He can't coach there. That's a rule. But how he's doing. Just a powerful, powerful presence in the valley, Coach Fazio is. And it's great to catch up with him again. So we're not going to waste any more time. Let's go to Coach F after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our one and only guest today, repeat customer here, Dave Fazio, coach of Andover boys basketball and coach of many things, many children, many campers. It's summertime. We got a big camp going on, Coach.
That we do, my man. That we do. You could tell by my voice we're in camp season for sure.
This is the week of July 15th. So where are we in this seven-week journey that is one of the staples of summer in your neck of the woods?
We are on boys week two, which is the fourth week of the summer. We just did two girl sessions that were phenomenal.
Yeah,
love doing the girls' camp. They're such great listeners. They do everything the boys don't do. Pay attention. They follow instruction. They're great. But we're in the middle of the a boys' session this week, week four of seven.
It's amazing when you bring that up, because I always remember that the girls being so much more attentive and listening and following, kind of lining up faster. And it's just like, you know, they just. You have your attention, you know, through and through. It's amazing.
No doubt about it. And the cafeteria is a lot cleaner during those girl sessions as well.
That's right.
Yeah. Boys seem to really struggle with getting their trash in the bucket, whatever. But at least they're making shots on the court.
Well, let's talk numbers here. What does this, total package? What does this boys and girls, you know, age levels and numbers bring each summer? And has this summer been any different in terms of like, oh, you grew or you kind of stayed status quo?
We're it's just incredible. We opened up our season February 1 for registration. And I'm not even kidding you. We had 7 weeks. We sold out 5 weeks in 15 minutes. So wow. we're overpacked. We have a lot of kids on the waiting list, which I feel terrible about. But to keep the product the way we want to keep it, where it's not Disneyland and people are in line and in line and line, we just hold it to a good number. And sometimes we shut people out at the door, but at the end of the day, the product remains the same, which is, you know, every kid has an opportunity to shoot it, pass it, dribble it, and they get a lot of repetitions from 9 to 2 on Monday through Friday. So every record numbers again, just so proud of what we've accomplished in 35 years.
Yeah. And 35 years, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, a labor of love, like when you started it, you know, what was it like in those beginning years?
Well, it's so funny. I sent a text to Dickie Licari and Bob Licari Sr. And Bobby Licari. I mean, I learned how to run camps being a basketball player at Central Catholic over 40 years ago. And Coach Licari just taught me the ins and outs of how to run camp. And the moment I got a high school job, we even started this at Drake, you know, 36, 37 years ago. But he kind of gave me the foundation of how to do it. And we've just taken it to a whole new level. I think the best thing that we do is we just keep these kids in constant motion throughout the whole day. And they get a 15-minute break for a canteen. They get a 30-minute break for lunch. But they're playing, the music's going. We don't bring in any speakers. I just feel like speakers, the kids sitting, they might pay attention for a minute, maybe a minute and a half. It's just an environment where everybody's participating and playing, you know?
I remember that too. I remember being a kid.
Yeah.
You know who I went to, Dave? I was in the Cape Ann area. I went to Steve Rowell's game. You know Steve Rowell from Rockport?
I don't.
He was probably the famous, you know, basketball player in that area. He was drafted by the Knicks, never got like a on the NBA floor, but he had a prominence there. And but he was the AD in Rockport and he ran that. And I remember, you know what I remember, Dave, the most? I remember the orange high C from McDonald's that we had for drinks. It was so refreshing on a summer day.
Well, that's, you know, and that's what I kind of tell these kids, like, hopefully you go back to school and you have to write an essay on what your experience was in the summer. And hopefully you're talking about Hooptown. I mean, that's kind of our goal, is to just make sure, you know, everybody, it's not perfect town. It's Hooptown. We try to make sure that everybody has a great experience. And the way to have a great experience is to be participating, touching the ball and playing. So we've gone to bed with every kid just having an opportunity to play. And music, I'm telling you, music is a game changer. The kids we play that music and then they just go and just like old school basketball, we just play.
Yeah, are you playing old school music? Or you,
we mix it up, buddy. You know, you never know what's going to come on. Everything is age appropriate, but you never know. Sometimes it's a Motown day, you know, country's a big hit, you know. So those boys like rap, you know, we got to try to find the PG-13 rap, but
right.
You never know what's going to come on. It's just great. It just brings so much energy to the gym.
Well, you have so much, you know, help there and so many people with so many different roles. You probably have a music person, no? Or is it random?
I have a social media person who's just... Okay. Girl Tatum Shaw, who was a star at the end of high school, she does our Instagram, and you should follow it. It's at Hooptown, but she's amazing, and she'll take over the music. Coach Abino has his little thing, and Harry O'Day has her thing. So we mix it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, cool. So, geez, thick of summer, thick of that. Obviously, you're super busy with that, but also you've got summer league boys hoops that you're watching at least, right? Is that how that works for you in the summer? Well,
those are the rules, my man. We don't break any rules.
In Rule 40.
Yes, exactly. So we're we play in three summer leagues. Just so the kids get a legit opportunity to play. We play in Lynn, which is it's called Lights Out every Monday, and then we play at Central Catholic. We're going to play at 6 o'clock tonight, you and I are talking right now. Central has a league, which is a great league, and then Greater Lawrence, Stevie Martinez just took over that job. He'd be a great person to talk to too. He's got a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy, and we play there on Thursday. So kids are busy. Kids are working hard. Kids are getting great opportunity. And I'm excited about continuing to just, you know, coach and have some fun with these kids as we do it.
Yeah. Now, when did you retire from school system?
Yeah. So I retired last year.
Last year, right?
Last year. So I had my first September in 52 years where I did not have to wake up and go to school.
Yeah.
Which was truly an amazing experience. So I've become part of the pickleball cult. I've been playing a lot of pickleball. It's the most addicting game of all time. It's dangerous, believe it or not. It's dangerous, but that's what I picked up. Pickleball and a joint seated deal, and I've never felt better, buddy, which is great.
What's dangerous about it?
Well, everybody's getting injured. You know, people are ankles, knees, wrists. I had tennis elbow for a while. Like it's all of us guys who, you know, think we're still athletes going after balls that we should just let go away. So it's just, you know, I've never stretched so much in my whole entire life than I've had this past year. So we had fun. We actually ran a pickleball tournament for our staff last week at the girls camp. So it's taken off even with the younger crowd. The younger crowd loves it as well.
Wow. Okay. Oh, it's kind of like after camp finished. Yeah. You guys did a pickleball thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
So super busy. I mean, so this is like a good busy because you get all the basketball in the world to eat up without the academic part of it. You know, your career's done there. So that's great.
Yeah, no, we're really doing just, you know, the stuff that we love to do at this stage, which is great. I mean, I'm really very, very lucky, buddy.
Yeah, you roll out of bed when you want, and then you have a game that night at 7. So you're like, you know, you could chill out all day.
I think my kids are, our players are a little disappointed because now I have more time for video and we really, really break down all the things that we do. So they're probably tired of hearing, you know, about all the things we're not doing well. But it's been great, buddy. Honestly, it's really been it's been an enjoyable time.
Yeah. And I thought that was super cool that, you know, was it WBZ and Dan Roach came down to Hooptown?
Danny Roach is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met in my whole entire life.
Wow.
You meet so many people like in this line of work. And sometimes, you know, people have an angle or want to try to like find something that's really, Danny Roach is just like truly just like the nicest human being. I mean, he literally, honestly, he called me and said, "Hey, I want to do something on your camp." Both his kids, Tori and Harry, both attended our camp. And he's always kind of like been around. He's like, "I really want to do something." We were kind of like, "Roachy, you don't have to do anything. Like we're doing great. We don't really need." He's like, no, I want to do it." And it was unbelievable. He did a great job. And you know, nice for people to see like what we're trying to do and what our culture is and what kind of experience we want to give our student athletes.
Yeah, it's just like watching that gives you good vibes because it's like, man, look at all these kids, dozens upon dozens of kids working out, running, having fun, learning a game, developing skills, camaraderie. It's like all the things that your little phone does not give you.
You go, buddy, we even have a phone policy, you know, no phones. I mean, yeah. And that's what I think. And, you know, everybody's saying like we're raising kids who are soft and, if you come in that gym, it's, you know, the weather is not, it's not conducive, right? It's been so hot and so humid. Those kids, all they want to do is play. They have so much fun. And I'm sure their parents are excited. They're out of the house. They're not on the phone. They're not playing PC3 or whatever those things are called. And they're out and they're active. And the kids have been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they might be soft because we let them, we enable them to stay on their phones.
Yeah.
You know, when you make them put it down and like make them live life and breathe and run around, it's like, it's amazing watching what they can do. It's like, they're kids just like us.
You got it, buddy. Kids. You got it. That's facts. That is facts.
Yeah. So in terms of, you know, the next camp, man, when does the planning start for you, even when you're finished in a few weeks?
Yeah, we'll do something small in the fall. We'll do a couple days a week of more just like, I'm not into this, you know, there's enough AAU coaches and teams and programs out there. We're never going to do AAU, but we'll do some skill and development a couple nights a week for the fall. And I also coach the boys and girls golf team at the high school. So I'll keep myself busy, but September will be a really good time to just decompress. And my youngest daughter is getting married Labor Day. So I'm always going to be busy, buddy. You know, I'm always going to be busy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what months do you eat? Well, cause like April, May, June are like kind of like the 3 months where the camp is coming. So you're kind of busy with that final stages.
Yeah, kind of April and May are basically, that's my summer. Those are the 2 months now that like I kind of treat those as my summer, because this summer, it's really the way we go at it and the focus that we put into it, we kind of put summer on hold because we just really want to do a good job for these kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And lastly, looking at the community aspect of it, I see like Coach Abino there. So it's like all this great energy between the girls and boys program. It's just like such a good school community kind of effort.
Alan has been with me forever, and he's just, you know, an unbelievable coach, great leader. He's one of our program directors and just does, you know, I call him, you know, Batman. And then I have a girl, Carrie O'Day, who's been in the program forever as well. She's Robin or vice versa, but though they're like my left and right arms, they've been with me forever. And, they just doing an amazing, we would not be able to run the camp without those two. And they take two divisions each. And then we have former players, current players, college players, former Hooptown players, my staff, Bino's staff. We just have like, we have kids who've come to Hooptown, had a great experience, and now they're giving back and they're now coaching, and it's pretty cool little thing that we're doing, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it's hooptowncamp.com, and Coach Dave Fazio is running the ship there. It's been decades upon decades, a great effort. I want to close, Coach, with some love to some of the Andover kids who have gone on to get spots on college rosters. One of them, Aiden Cameron, right?
Yeah, Aiden Stanford. Aiden is at Stanford. He redshirted last year. They're moving to the ACC, which is pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
And they're at it right now. He went back. He gave me a couple days of camp sessions, worked out a little bit. I worked out with him a little bit, but he's out there fighting and clawing, and you know, it's in this world now, they're all their own company. So I always kid him. I'm like, you're Aiden Cayman LLC. Like you need to go to work and build a business for yourself, whether it's, you know, eventually playing overseas or having an opportunity, but he's at it. He's working really hard. Really proud of him. Kid named Kyle Rocker is at Southern New Hampshire.
So he's
grinding. They went to the NCAA tournament. He's looking to, you know, try to really have an impact next year. And then I have like my guy, Sam Consemi, who's a senior. Mm-hmm. He's now getting recruited for some Division III schools. So I'm really excited about his growth and development. And he has schools like Babson and Brandeis, and he's got some great schools that are interested in him. So it's great to see our kids go on. You know, I'll say it for everybody. You don't have to go to prep school in order to go play college basketball. We've kind of figured that out. I think the worst case or best case scenario is you do a year of post-grad, then you really find yourself, you get another year of maturity, and then The ball will never lie to you, buddy. So we'll continue to do the work we're doing, and we're proud of all the kids who have gone on to play in college.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the Cardinal will be hosting Boston College, according to what I'm reading right now. So you won't get a chance to run down the street to get a view.
We will the following year, buddy. We will the following year.
His junior year. Okay.
Yeah. So, he's excited. He has a chance. You know, his ceiling is high, but he's probably 6'10 right now. He's getting bigger and stronger. I'm looking forward to just how this, you know, and regardless, it's going to be a pretty good degree that he's going to walk out of Stanford with, you know, so he's excited.
Oh, right. Exactly. Yeah. That's not a bad thing to fall back on. If that doesn't work out, But Stanford, they're solid. You know, you always remember them getting doing some good things in the tournament.
Oh yeah, it's coming. And then I got one more too, buddy. Logan Satlow, who also played with Aiden, he plays at Franklin and Marshall. He's my summer league coach, so he's another guy that's playing college basketball. So we've done okay with our kids leaving us and going on and playing at the next level, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Dave Fazio in the books. Coach, wish you the best of luck with the rest of the camp, rest of summer league, golf season, basketball. I got a feeling we'll be talking mid-December again.
Christmas tournament preview, buddy, right?
That's it. Commonwealth Motors Classic before you know it. Another rite of sports here in the Merrimack Valley. So we're looking forward to that as well.
All right. One more thing, Dom.
Please.
Sally Daher. Is there a more generous person than that guy? Mm. I mean, he does our 3-on-3 championship shirts, which are sponsored by him. But I never seen a guy so generous in the whole Merrimack Valley. I mean, I would put him up against anybody. He's truly the most generous person I know.
Yeah, I think you just gave me some good guest ideas here. You know, you get the...
He would be great to have.
Yeah, the Greater Lawrence... Text me the Greater Lawrence coach, his, and the guy you just mentioned's contacts. I tell you, I don't know of him, but just the way you're describing him, there's so many people that are just... They don't have kids anymore in the programs, but man, do they just... They just love young student athletes and seeing them thrive.
100%. And you can't do it with all the support from the community. You cannot, there's no way you can possibly do it, that's why Charlie's so special. Anyway, we'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Have fun with Summer League and we'll talk soon, coach. Have a good one.
Much love, my man.
All right. Later.
We'll see you, pal.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, that was Coach Fazio in the books. always great to have him on. Always great. Just a legend, a staple in the Valley. The Valley doesn't work without, you know, committed volunteers. They're not volunteers. I mean, he makes somebody. But just committed, passionate people that decades after decades come back and on top of their family life, school life, job life. Well, he's retired now, so no excuses, Fazio. No, he'll be the first to tell you that it's just an absolute labor of love. And it is a pleasure to catch up with them time and time again. A quick scan of what's going on, you know, in the Valley. I'm just on Hector Longo's Twitter. Atlanta Braves selected Londonderry's Owen Carey in the 15th round. Pretty cool. What do you got? You got a fighter out of the Valley, Andrew Perez, stepping into the ring July 27th in the Melrose Summer Fight Night. Pretty cool story there with Hector. Astro Baseball's Brady Day. So Astros is Pinkerton Baseball. Brady Day, he was drafted for the second straight year. Kansas State product, went in round 10 to the Philadelphia Phillies. Congratulations there. So pretty cool news all around there in the Valley. Kind of quiet outside of, you know, what's going on with Hooptown and Summer League basketball and things like that. But fear not, we will have Valley guests on every week and talk Valley sports, whatever comes up, summer, winter, fall, spring. We got it all covered. So, hey, thanks, Fazio. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it. Going forward, looking forward and ahead, probably have some Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month on from the Valley, see what their college plans are. Looking forward to having those summer chats. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great one.